It's time for A Different Slant with John Flavin, a local forum with opinions, discussions, and ideas about issues that affect our lives right here in Sausalito and Southern Marin. And now, too tall for TV, just right for radio, your host, John Flavin.
Hello, I am your host, John Flavin, and today I'm going to give you a different slant on making New Year's resolutions. For decades, people have started each new year afresh, resolving to change themselves in one or a number of significant ways. I hope to convince you, in the course of this show, to abandon this practice entirely. We have enough anger, frustration, and guilt in our lives, so we don't need to create more. I'll give you a number of good reasons why not to make New Year's resolutions. And at the end of the show, share some positive things you can do to start the new year with a sense of optimism. But first, let's face it. The average life of a New Year's resolution is measured in days, if not hours. Every year we make a list of truly noble things we earnestly intend to accomplish over the unblemished new year. Most people list lose weight, exercise more, and make a life plan, including a household budget. Let's examine these in turn. Probably the most common resolution, especially as we grow older, is to lose weight. Advertisements will abound about how to lose 20 pounds in 10 days with a special diet, an exercise machine, or a weight loss belt. How many times have you heard at a cocktail party how one person or another lost 2 inches off their waist since Thanksgiving? Don't be envious. Just catch up with that person around Valentine's Day and see how they put that weight right back on. It's a phenomenon called yo-yo dieting, so-called because the weight the would-be dieter lost, and oftentimes more, comes roaring back in short time. We have all witnessed it, and quite probably experienced it. So don't frustrate yourself to lose that baby fat in time for swimsuit season. Odds are you won't, and all you'll gain is a sense of guilt and frustration. There is a way to feel better about yourself, and we'll discuss it at the end of the show. People looking to lose weight or tone up frequently join health clubs at the beginning of a new year. The health club industry hires new salespeople in late December and early January in anticipation of a rush of new members. This is a very lucrative time for health clubs because the membership dues swell, but the club usage only increases minimally, if at all. Why is that? Well, the highly motivated newbie enrolls, pays the year's membership fee, uses the club facilities once, and then quickly develops a long list of excuses why to never return to the club again. This is a very common phenomenon, and the health club industry counts on it. The health club has increased dues, but since there is no increased usage, the facility doesn't have the cost of laundry, machine wear and tear, or hot water for additional showers. Sweet deal for the club, eh? So, if you must sign up for a health club, I suggest strongly you not opt for the savings of a year-long membership. You may possibly be one of those people who becomes a club rat going every day, but the odds are you will be one of those people making a monthly payment to the health club for the pleasure of staying away. Saving that health club dues money could help your budget plan. But I must tell you, I tread lightly into the New Year's resolution topic of planning and budgets because, particularly if you are in a serious relationship, this can be the most explosive resolution area. Why do I say explosive? Because of the top 5 reasons for divorce, 3 are money, communication, and expectations, all which come directly into play when you plan and when you budget. So take my advice and skip this area entirely. Again, you are most likely going to scrap the resolution before the end of next week, and any discussion now with your significant other regarding this topic is highly likely not to go well. Take it from me, The discussion normally spirals down to you making some catty comment about the stupid things he or she buys, which will, in turn, generate a response listing in great detail every bad financial decision or purchase you have ever made. So skip planning and budgeting entirely. So what can you do to start the new year on a positive note? Consider losing a pound or two every month. Pushing away from the table earlier or dropping a late night snack will accomplish this, and losing 6 to 12 pounds by summer will provide some very positive feedback to you. Weight lost gradually is less likely to return. Take a walk every day for 30 minutes. You'll get fresh air, meet more of your neighbors, and feel good about yourself. And it's free. Review those credit card statements and find those automatically recurring charges for things you don't use. And cancel the things. You'll be surprised how much you unknowingly spend. The only resolution I heartily endorse is one to appreciate your family and friends more. The truly heart-wrenching events of the last month should drive it home to all of us that life is short and we should not take either tomorrow or our family and friends for granted. Happy New Year. Well, that's my show for today. Please join me again as I shed light on the issues and on the characters that shape Sausalito and Southern Marin. Until then, stay slanted.
You've been listening to A Different Slant, and you can hear us again at this time next week, right here on AM 1610. If there's a question you'd like John to address on the show, or if you have a better answer to any of today's issues, send an email to slant@radiosausalito.org. That's the word slant@radiosausalito.org. This broadcast is available as a free podcast subscription on iTunes or anytime at radiosausalito.org. Different Slant theme produced by Paul Simmons and Mark Keller of Loudville Studios in Sausalito. Find them at loudville.tv. Thanks for listening.